off and running on this Wednesday, December the 16th, 2020, 21 minutes past the hour on the air. Scott Spears, Glenn Coble with you. Now, a quick programming note. Do want to remind everybody, coming up today from 12:15 to 1 p.m., it's A Progressive Life with Glenn Coble, and then Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redman, Christmas edition today. 4:15 to 5 p.m. That's our giveaway show. And then the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday sermon from this past Sunday. So if you're not able to make it to a church sermon, it is on tonight, 6:10 to 7 p.m. And I do want to remind everybody again that the pastor spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker last week made the jump to Friday mornings, 11:10 until 12 noon. Pastor and I had a lot of fun, and we will do that again this coming Friday. Glenn, here we are. What are we now? It's the 16th. Nine days away from Christmas.
Yeah. The only reason why I know the date is because one of my streaming channels ends today.
Oh, really?
And I'm letting them in because they were making me mad.
Now, which one was it? You want to say what it was?
Now I can't remember what it was. No, I can't remember what it is.
Well, I want to start just a little bit, certainly don't want to spend the whole show talking about this, but I think right now, because next week will be our Christmas version of this show, just two days before Christmas.
Reverend Whitaker going to do a Christmas Eve thing?
You know, I think he is.
Cool.
We have talked with the pastor, and I believe he is, and we're going to talk more this Friday, so I'll have some more details.
That's my favorite part of Christmas for me.
Well, I think it'll be great it'll be great because, you know, you can sit at home this year.
Yeah.
You know, but is the pandemic talk that I want to talk about at this particular point, because after having Dr. Gingrich from Ohio Health on last week and having Tracy Kinsler on and seeing what's going on out in society, because people are not staying home. Now, I do think we're going to take a turn in January because there's not a lot to celebrate in January. But here's the thing. It's getting to a point where everybody has got this. Just about everybody.
Now, I don't have it.
Well, I don't have it either that I know of. But everybody's got it. And I was talking to a group of younger people last night, and this is where this comes from. You know, I think we have to be cautious. I think we have to do, and I do want to let everybody know that because of this conversation and because of the diagnosis of so many people, because of where we are, when we do the Christmas get-together tomorrow night, which we've done every year, here's the deal.
Which, by the way, my wife said I can't go to.
A lot of people won't be here because of that. You're not the only one. But here's the deal. We do a group picture every year. Now, this sounds so silly, but this is the truth. We will take our masks off for the picture, but we will hold our breath. That's how we're going to do it.
Okay.
I mean, it sounds silly, but it's protection.
Sure.
But during that show, we will have masks on because getting more people in this room, you know, I think it's just the proper thing to do.
Yeah.
And that being said, I just think at this point, you and I sit 6 feet apart. You, any guest, and I don't have a whole lot of guests in studio anymore, 6 feet apart. The problem is, I guess the underlying point here that I want to make that we have not made is, we don't know who has it anymore. The numbers have gotten so strong.
Well, I don't think everybody has it, I think.
I don't think everybody does, but I think...
I bet less than half of the people.
But I think if you get diagnosed now, it would be very hard to cite who gave it to you.
Oh, yeah. That's the problem.
That's the problem.
That thing about herd immunity, if you let everybody get sick, you're never... And we just about have... you're never going to be able to track it down.
Well, like the one name I've been able to mention is Terry, who got it, mm-hmm. But he did not obviously get it here at the station.
Mm-hmm. One of my neighbors right behind us just died of it.
So. Right, it's horrible. Mm-hmm. And Terry ended up in the hospital with blood clots. He's okay now, but...
No, he's not okay.
Well, it never was, but that's a whole other thing. But the situation is, you know, he has no idea how he got it.
Yeah.
You know, clearly it wasn't here, and thank God he never gave it to anybody here. We know that now because that's been a month and a half ago because nobody got it. But what do you do when at this point, if you test positive, if I'm just thinking of myself, if I tested positive, I would have, if they said, have you been around somebody? I've been around several people, but I wouldn't know who gave it to me.
Yeah. Well, then that's why those of us who are older, and I'm almost twice your age, might be twice your age. No. Anyway, those of us who are older have to be even more careful because we can die from it, whereas a person your age probably won't die from it. But the chance of people my age, especially with a former heart attack, I think I have like a 60% chance of dying or a 40% chance of something. I just saw a 40% chance of dying from COVID if I get a bad case of it. We need to be careful for ourselves now, as opposed to the feeling earlier that you have to be careful for other people.
Wait, just to kill this 3 minutes and then move on to happier subjects.
Okay.
No. What you just said is exactly right. But I mean, God forbid, if you tested positive, at this point, where would you think you got it? Because I'm sure they would ask that.
It'd probably be either here,
right?
And the only person I ever see is you. So
right.
So if you didn't have it, that cuts that out. The only other place would be at that grocery store I go to
right.
every Wednesday,
right.
which I'm doing today. But I never get within 20 feet of anybody either.
Right. So I don't know how that all works. I really don't. It to me, it's a bizarre subject.
Well, the onus on those people to find out, the trackers is what I'm talking about. That's got to be a tough job. It's like opening up Pandora's box. You ask, okay, who have you been close to? Well, nobody but Scott. And, oh, yeah, I go to the grocery. You went to the grocery?
And then
they have to check all the grocery clerks. And, yeah, you know, I don't know. I don't know how you do it.
I don't know. It's just and do they even do that? I don't know if they do. I've never seen anything like that.
Yeah. I don't know.
So I don't know. I just think at this point it has become so prevalent.
Somebody famous was on television last week and said that her spouse. Oh, I know who it was. It was Stephanie Ruhle. Her husband got sick, which eventually all of them got sick. But she said, "But nobody's ever called me or anybody I know to follow up on that." So. Apparently, it's not a very accurate follow-up on these things.
Well, and also, we look at the people who get it. Do they know where it came from? Or it's just a very highly technical thing. And apparently, you don't get symptoms until 3 days after you have it.
Yeah. And I think we've gotten so lax, and I'm not going to get political here, but because we haven't really followed up on anything, I think we've gone past the point where we can really do a good job of following up.
We're going to take a break here for 1 minute, come back, and enjoy.
Ted, I've got all the Christmas songs ready to go for the upcoming holiday season, but I can't seem to find the 12 Days of Christmas.
That's not a problem, Scott. I know it by heart, and I'll sing it for you. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 5 golden rings.
Yeah, but what about the other 11 days?
Well, that's the only day that counts as far as I'm concerned. Golden voice, golden ring.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, the place for the holiday season.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
And we're back here, you know, and just to, we might, because we, that, it was a long obituary report, so we didn't have much time to talk there in the first segment. To talk about this right now, what I have learned is if you don't feel well for any reason, just go get tested, because if you test positive at that point, you have a better shot. Because they do have, thank goodness, they will do steroids now, which they weren't doing in the beginning. They will put you on some kind of breathing, whether it's oxygen or a PAP machine. They will do that.
or they will give you that remdesivir, which helps. So, you know, I think that's the lesson we're all learning now, is if you feel bad, go to the ER.
You know, I was smiling at you while you said that, because I know darn well, having been a heart attack victim, they always tell you, if you feel anything, don't wait around, go check. Yeah, but you feel all, at my age, I walk down the street and I feel some sort of problems. So I've gotten to the point where, that's just this, or that's just that. Someday it's going to be, that's just another heart attack.
Yeah, well, and it's, see, that's the confusing part of this, because if you are a carrier, apparently you don't even know you have it.
Yeah.
So what would you do? I mean, it's so confusing.
Yeah.
So confusing.
And how would they test for that? I don't know. Well, I suppose they can just do a regular test.
Well, like I one of my early stories was, and it's a true story, there was a younger person, I think early 30s, who got it, has no idea how they got it. I've talked to them, but they live with not older people, but people in their early 60s. Now, obviously, they ended up giving it to them because they live with them, but I don't think they knew it. Hmm. So I don't know. It's a very confusing situation.
It is.
Go ahead, caller.
Hey, good morning, Scott. Good morning, Glenn. How you
doing?
Good
morning.
Good morning.
Good.
Hey, I'm scheduled to be on tomorrow,
yeah.
Glenn. Looking forward to it. But I would like to do my show from home, if that's okay with you.
It's fine with me.
I would just have you call it in. I'm sorry?
We'll just have you call it in. People won't be able to call in and ask questions.
I did Mike's show on Monday night, and my wife wasn't really happy about that. And I can understand, with the way this thing has spiraled out of control,
yeah.
Unlike you, the only place I go to the grocery store. And I was just at the grocery store 10 minutes ago, just left there, and I'm back at the meat counter getting some meat, and you know, I look up and here's a lady about 10 feet from me with her mask pulled down. You know, it's just like,
yeah.
People just, I guess they don't get it, you know. She's
I
got
guess
it under
don't.
Her nose, which you don't breathe through your nose? What?
So, yeah.
So I'm just being an overabundance of caution, I guess.
No, I don't think it's an overabundance. You're not a young man anymore.
No, I'm past that golden age. You know?
And I think we have to... We have to take care of ourselves during this, because
well,
I don't
like,
think anybody
like
else.
Well, like you know, you've had a heart attack, and I have asthma. I've had asthma my whole life.
Oh, that's
life,
bad.
So,
yeah.
So, and I had pneumonia last November, so my lungs aren't what they used to be, and so I just don't take any chances.
I think
days.
I'll just call the undertaker for you. Forget tomorrow's show.
Well, I have a cousin that our family business, McKinley Funeral Home. I'm covered there. So
okay.
All right. So I'll call in at 10:15 tomorrow morning.
Okay, very good. Thanks.
Sounds good. All right, thanks.
That's Jeff Malone, or
Fred Malone.
Fred Malone, and we'll have Fred on tomorrow on my show at 10:15.
Yeah. Well, and you know, it, like Fred was saying there, it does make you a little paranoid.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, but I don't know. See, in the end, I really don't know. I just.
And Fred and I are of an age where we're more paranoid than people of your age. Because we've been told, well, if you're old, you're going to die. That's kind
of
the news.
Well, and I don't think anybody wants to have any kind of an issue. I think that's, I think fewer people are getting tested now because maybe they don't feel bad. You know, you hear these stories, and it's all very, it's oblique,
yeah.
Is what it is.
Thank goodness that the vaccine is coming.
Yeah, so hopefully we'll get there, and everything will be fine, and everything will be hunky-dory, and we'll all be okay.
I'm not sure everything's going to be hunky-dory. They say that there will be pandemics every few years. It's just part of nature. But now they're kind of cool. I was listening to them talking about that the other night, and they were saying that they may have been able to, by the process of stopping this COVID-19, by the way they devised the vaccination, they may be able to improve the vaccination for the regular flu, and they may be able to improve all vaccines because of this. So maybe there's something good coming out of this. Who knows?
We'll hope.
Yeah.
We'll hope. And beyond that, onward and upward. And, I think at this point, people are a little, because the numbers are so big, that it's very nerve-wracking.
Yeah, it is. I assume you've seen the people getting their shots, the first,
yeah.
Okay. I cry every time I see that. I don't know why. I'm just so happy for those folks. And I'm so happy that we are so smart. I wish more people realized how smart we really are. I mean, there are a lot of people that don't believe in science anymore.
Well, I do want to say this because I don't know how many people heard it yesterday. We had Eleanor Clift on again, and at the end of the show, Eleanor Clift did say that I do, and this is Eleanor Clift, who's definitely on the liberal side of things.
Yes, she is.
She said, I give all the credit in the world to President Trump for his warp speed lighting a fire under the scientists and companies to get this done.
Yeah, I do too, and I'm a lot like Eleanor. I'm pretty far to the left, not real far to the left, but left. And I give him credit for allowing it to go ahead. However, I was listening to a doctor this weekend talking about it, and he was happy that we were going so far. And the one person said to him, well, boy, it really happened fast. He said, no. I started in this business 17 years ago, and the reason why I started is so that we could attack COVID. Now, it wasn't COVID-19 at the time, but all the COVID viruses, they started attacking 17 years ago. And he said, all we did is just change the direction from COVID this to COVID that. And he said, that's why it went so fast.
Yeah, well,
and I'm not going to take anything away from whoever made the decision, and I'm assuming that you got to give President Trump the credit for it, because somebody did. He allowed that decision to be made to get their butts in gear.
So here we are, and I think
can I say that on the air?
Yeah, I think so. I think we can say that on the air. So here we are as we head into the holiday. Christmas, a week and a few days away, which is going to be different for a lot of people this year. What do you think about how it's all going down?
It's kind of strange. We got calls from our kids over the... My youngest sent me 4 bottles of his finest wine and asked me what I wanted for Christmas. And I said, well, that you sent us wine. No, we got to get something, and we'll send it to you. And so that opened up the Pandora's box. My eldest called and said, Mom, Dad, you don't need to do anything. We know you're on Social Security, don't have to do anything. No, that's not right, because the fun of Christmas is giving stuff to people. And my daughter also called us and basically said, whatever you want to do is fine with us. So it's kind of made... Usually we go to my daughter's house, and on the way back we stop at my son's house. My daughter lives in North Carolina. We come back and we stop at my son's house in Worthington and spend a day there. So the only people we don't see are the ones in California, but we Facebook with them, or whatever that's called. And this year we're gonna have to do everything on the FaceTime, whatever that Skype stuff. And it's not quite the same thing, but I can still see the smile on my son's face.
Yeah, it's different, but I wonder if this will get us back to what people have always called the true meaning of Christmas.
I doubt it.
I don't know. What is the true meaning?
Well, and as you know, my religious position, 30% of Americans now claim they don't have a religion. But goodness is goodness, and I think that's what the meaning of Christmas is for me anymore, is finding a way to be good and kind to your fellow man. And I think that's kind of what a lot of my atheist/agnostic friends feel.
Well, I just think about, like, well, it's interesting to me, like the wine men selling out of all their trees.
That was kind of cool.
Earlier than ever before. Now, why? It's odd that in a pandemic year that would happen.
Well, stop and think about it. In a normal year, everything is busy at this time. You're going here, you're going there. I forgot to get the tree. I think people put getting the tree off till a little later. And so this year, got nothing to do, let's go get a tree.
Well, but when you have 50 trees left, even on Christmas Eve last year, when you have 50 trees left.
And they had 50 trees left last year?
Yeah, that they had to discard. Oh, that's my. What I say. I don't understand what about a real tree? Because I would assume even if you waited till the last minute, you either got an artificial or just did something different. So why were real trees so in vogue more than any year since they've been doing this since the early 50s?
Maybe people are trying to go back to the good old days. I don't know. A real tree, my wife and I have succumbed to the will of the people and moved to an artificial tree. But up until about 4 years ago, we always had and there's a lot of difference between the smell in the house when you have a real tree as opposed to you can't buy any spray that really smells like a spruce.
Well, see, it's always taking care of those trees that I find to be the problem.
I never found that to be a problem. I just let them get brittle.
Well, they look bad. They start to get those holes in them.
Oh, I never let them get
that
far. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what happens.
Just
but that's
water
a tree.
In it.
Put a, yeah. Well, you got to do what you got to do. You know something? I want to bring this up just because you've been doing this since when did this whole thing start? March.
Yep.
What is the rule on Lysol when it comes to this pandemic? I mean, does it kill the disease?
Well, Lysol claims it kills 99.9% of COVID virus. And one of them, when they ran out of Lysol, I went to another one that's advertised, and I can't remember the name of it, that actually when you spray it on something, it leaves a coating on it that kills for up to a day. And that probably was a better idea for in here because I was saving your life.
Well, this is what I'm wondering. You know, I think back to this whole issue about, you know, because I wonder if it happened. I would have no idea. So it would be hard, I would think, here with the Lysol and the masks and sitting apart to have something like that happen.
To have something like?
Like contagious.
Oh, well, especially as much as I spray.
Right, right. That's what I'm saying. You spray when you come in.
Yeah.
You spray when you come over here.
I don't spray while you're on the air anymore.
Did you?
Well, you got mad at me that one time.
No, you used to spray right. It was just a matter of minutes.
Yeah.
But you know, that's good because that's what we want.
Yeah, sure. And I spray the microphones and I spray everything. And I'm sure that stuff is floating in the air. So let's hope it kills them. I don't know.
You know, and that's where it lies at this particular point. You know, it's just, I think in the last week what happened was clearly what the governor is doing is not working because the numbers are not retreating at all.
I think he doesn't have any teeth in it. So, I mean, people are going to do what they want to do. I see some of these, always seems to be young men, in the grocery store who act like, I'm too tough, I'm not going to wear a mask. And somebody will say, you're required to put a mask on in here. And they'll put a mask on, and then as soon as they walk down the aisle, they'll throw it away. Now, it doesn't, there's no pain in wearing a mask.
No.
What the heck?
And this break's going to come up here in a second, okay. And I'm going to watch this clock here to see how close it is time-wise to where we are. Charlie, what is your favorite Christmas movie?
Well, I've always liked It's a Wonderful Life. Jimmy Stewart and that great line by Little Zuzu at the end of the movie, every time a bell rings, an angel gets a fruitcake. And that always brings a tear to my eye.
That's not the line. It's every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
Not in my neighborhood.
Happy holidays from WWGH Radio 107.1 FM.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Well, we're back here, and Scott had to step away. He had to look. No, he didn't go to the little girl's room. He had to find something. But so it's me. You know, this morning I was listening. I listen to my radio every morning. It's not a radio, but anyway, I listen. And this morning, Cats in the Cradle came on, which is a song by Cat Stevens. Is that right? No, it's not Cat Stevens. It's Taylor. Anyway, it came on, and I listened to it, and it kind of welled me up a little bit at Christmas time, talking about how a son grows up, and the dad, when he's real young, the dad says he'll play with him, but he's got to go do this or he's got to go do that. And when the son gets old enough that he has his own kids, he basically tells his dad, "I'm sorry, Dad, I'd love to play with you, but I've got to, you know, this to do or that to do." And I'll tell you what, that is really a true story. I have two sons and a daughter, and when I was young, and they were growing up, I had basketball games. I had football games. I worked some weeks, 100 hours in athletics, and I didn't see my kids. And now, yesterday, as I was just saying to Scott earlier, I got a phone call from my eldest son in Worthington, and basically I said to him, "We're going to have to get together." And he basically said to me, like what's said on Cats in the Cradle, he said, "Dad, I'd love to, but I got too much to do." So I guess I'm not going to see him for a while. Oh, well, you're back.
I'm back. You know, I went to look back in July.
Yeah.
We did Marshmallow World. You remember this?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I know we printed off the lyrics, and I know I kept them.
Oh, yeah.
I gotta find those.
Oh, okay.
And I went in there to look for them, and they're not where I thought they would be.
Okay.
So hopefully they'll pop up.
You had an awful lot of tune lyrics in a pile.
I do. Well, yeah.
Wasn't that with it?
Well, that's what I thought.
Oh.
Because during the Christmas party, a few years ago, we printed off several songs that we do during the Christmas party. And I thought that's where I laid it, because we never did that one.
Well, that's good, because I probably burned them.
Oh,
after doing that show,
that was a good show.
And you know, it was horrible.
No, and it was right after that, if I remember right. We had who did we have? We had it might have been Abby and Michelle, and I made them do it.
Oh,
yeah,
you made them do it.
Well, I mean, I guess I can't really force, but I suggested that they do it.
Well, Mike, as you know, even though I have sung on albums and I have sung in the National Band of the Army, and I am terribly reticent to sing private or solo out in public. Well, you asked me to lead the singing, and I kind of refused. And Mike Wilson did it for us, and he did a super job. Yeah, he really did a super job.
See, I was trying to remember last year.
Stupid songs.
Well, you don't like those Christmas songs.
No, I didn't like those.
Now, which Christmas songs do you like?
I like songs, surprisingly enough, being of the religious ilk that I am. I like songs like "O Holy Night." I like songs about the birth of Christ.
We do "Silent Night," I believe.
Did we?
I believe so.
Okay.
I believe we did.
We did it poorly.
The First Noel. I know we do the first. You know, and that's the one that always gets left out, and I don't understand.
The First Noel?
Yeah, I very rarely hear that one. Everybody says "Silent Night." Everybody says "Away in a Manger." But I never hear the First Noel.
I had a great friend when I was in grade school. He was an African-American young man, and his name was Noel. And he thought that song was about him.
Yeah. The First Noel.
He'd always tell us, "No, it's First Noel, not the first Noel. Noel."
Now, there's a name that harkens back. You don't see any Noels anymore. No, there are no Noels anymore. That's went by the wayside. Now, interestingly enough, as we continue on, here's a sports question for you. What do you make of the Indians? This is a good subject. People love to talk about this.
Well, you know,
well, let me, for the audience, after 105 years, the management, we still have to say allegedly, it's clearly true because they haven't denied it.
Right.
But insiders told the New York Times on Sunday night that, and the AP ran with it as well, that after 105 years, the management has decided to drop the name. Now, it still might be there next year. They don't know yet, and they don't know what the new name's going to be, or they haven't said, but it is going to go away, is the point. Cleveland Indians.
Well, I was very involved, as you know, in athletics, intercollegiate athletics, and in my tenure, when I came to OU to be assistant AD there, in my tenure, we got rid of the Eastern Michigan Hurons, and we got rid of the Miami, what were they? Redskins. The Hurons, they actually had a young man who was of Huron descent do their dance before the games. And I really thought they were honoring the Hurons, but it's not my choice. I'm not a Huron, so I was fine with it. Miami, they had a young man who did the dance, the war dance, and he was trained by the Miami Indians or whatever, the tribe that's there. But they called them the Redskins, and that was kind of like using the N-word for an African-American person, and I thought that needed to go. And I think kind of the Indians... Chief, what's his name? Wahoo. It's kind of racist, and I'm not kind of racist. It is racist, and I'm kind of glad that's going. I understand if somebody took my Cubbies away and said we can't use the name Cubbies, it would break my heart. But I think it's time to go.
Well, that's the problem here is the attachment to the name.
Yeah.
And that's what's and nobody who is attached to the name is thinking that it has a bad connotation. And that's what I think the problem
is.
Yeah,
they
right
don't
now.
Even think about that.
No, just it's team.
But they're not they're probably not Native Americans.
Well, if anybody has an opinion, this has been a good subject, and Fred Malone, I think, brought this to my attention first Monday morning anyway. 740-383-9944. What do you make of the Cleveland Indians I don't know how soon it'll happen, but going to change their name. And what do they change it to? See, I think they need to hold a contest.
Yeah.
They need to hold a contest because maybe that'll squelch some of the problem that they're going through, because they're going to tick off people.
Be careful of those contests, though. I think it was University of California at Santa Cruz. Very, very cerebral school. They were very high on the academics. They decided that they needed a mascot for their whatever they had, and whichever sports. And so they decided to put it in the students to give the name and then vote on it. They ended up with the Banana Slugs.
Really? And they went with that?
Yeah, they're still called the Banana Slugs.
Well, what does that even mean?
Well, there is a critter called a Banana Slug.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'll ask Mr. Anderson, when we get him back on here, I'll ask him if he's ever seen a banana slug. I think they're pretty big and pretty ugly and pretty slow.
Banana slug.
Yep.
Well, I don't know what they're going to do up in Cleveland. I think that it's going to be tough. I just think it's going to be tough all around.
Yeah, it will. It's hard. There are a lot of people out there that will be angry no matter what name you give. There were probably people that were angry when they named the Cubbies the Cubs. I don't know.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, what? I don't know. It's going to be tough because I wonder when the resistance to this will hit. There doesn't seem to be a whole lot right now. I mean, people are complaining, but it's not huge.
They kind of knew it was coming, though. It's been coming for a long time.
You know, the lights on that tree just started blinking. Have you ever seen the lights on that tree blink?
No, I haven't.
Just out of the blue there, they started blinking.
I wondered why you kept looking over my shoulder.
Well, I saw like a strand of lights go out, then it came back on, and now it's blinking pretty feverishly.
Yeah, it looks like it. I like blinking lights. It sets my my brain a twitter.
Now, what would cause lights to start blinking? That tree's been up now since the night before Thanksgiving.
The ghost of Christmas past.
Or present.
Or present.
Or
future.
Or maybe future. That is, because a blinker is a blinker, right?
Yeah, but some of them have they have a little chip in there that you can adjust it. And maybe it was right at the edge of going over to that. And because we were talking so loudly, it bounced over.
Well, you know what's funny? The tree has always blinked ever since the first year we had it.
Okay.
One strand has always blinked, and I remember when we put the tree up this year, I said, it's weird because none of the strands are blinking.
You must have been on the edge of the blink.
I must have been on the edge of the blink because here we are now, December 16th, and now it's blinking, oddly well, enough.
It's kind of serendipitous.
Well, I wonder if it will blink tomorrow.
Let's hope so. It'd be great. Yeah. Maybe it will do one of those, what do they call it, where it's like a dominoes thing sliding around. Never mind.
Now, have you heard a lot of, because I heard the other day that they're running out of flu vaccines. Have you, they'll replenish them. I've already got mine. Yeah.
So.
But now, have you heard of a lot of people getting the flu this year?
I've heard of no one.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
Yeah. And my daughter-in-law is a nurse at OSU. And she hasn't, usually she says, she keeps us updated on that. And I don't think she said anything about anybody having that. But maybe it's because so many people are so thankful they got the flu instead of the COVID-19 that they tough it out. I don't know.
Well, that's a good question. How do you know the difference?
Yeah, yeah. And I asked her, and she gave me a long, she's very bright, and she gave me a long scientific answer, and I can't respond. I have no idea.
The other night I had a conversation with Angie on this station, because, you know, she works in the medical field.
Sure.
And I said, you know, how do you know? Because if you feel bad, minor, let's say you had a scratchy throat. Now, that could be the flu. That could be allergies. That everything's a symptom of COVID.
Yeah.
But you would not go get tested for a scratchy throat. I doubt you'd even stay home from work.
Well, last week, I was feeling...
Right. Remember when you came in here with the runny nose all that?
And I had scratchy eyes, and I had a touch of a sore throat. The one thing that my daughter-in-law told me is if you start getting a fever, go. Get that taken care of.
And this is the saving grace to the whole thing, because only because I work in the public, I get my fever or my temperature tested all the time.
Yeah.
And I have never had a fever.
Yeah.
So.
Right. Well, and I did test myself. I didn't let my wife see that I was testing myself because I was afraid she'd say, oh, well, you got to go to the doctor now just because you're in. But I tested myself and I was normal. So.
Yeah. It's interesting. It's an interesting thing because the flu has, is it a weak strain this year? Is it, because the flu kills people too.
Sure does. Kills a lot of people.
Yeah.
I think it was like 34,000 last year.
Is it a weak strain? Is it just a different year? What's the rhyme or reason now?
Well, definitely don't name the Indians after that weak strain of flu.
Well, the funny thing is I keep waiting because I don't get the flu. But I tend, you know, you get a runny nose or you'll get a sore throat or something, you know.
You're cold.
Yeah, you would take NyQuil for and it'd be gone in a couple of days. It hasn't happened yet. But when it happens, will you think differently about it?
Yeah, I think you will. But now I can't take any of that stuff because of my heart medicine. There's very few things I take without asking my doctor. And I don't like to ask my doctor, so I just don't take anything. They do make some medicines that are, they have an HP, or HB stands for high blood pressure, next to it. And you can take those sort of. But, you got to be careful because you don't want to not check because you could kill yourself. But you don't really want to go every time you have a sniffle.
Right, and in winter in Ohio...
Yeah, you're going to have a sniffle.
You're going to have a sniffle, yeah. And you're going to... So, again, I don't know, do we rely on temperatures? Do we rely on... I'm not really sure.
Well, when I had those, that scratchy throat and runny nose and runny eyes, I tried to think, now, wait a minute, I must have gotten this from somebody... My daughter-in-law tells me that floats in the air.
Well, the conversation I was having last night is for anybody who goes to the grocery store, how in the world does nobody get it there? Because isn't the theory that...
Well, I think people do, don't they?
I think they do, but you don't hear of that.
Well, a lot of grocery stores, like the one you're attached to, are pretty good about making their employees wear masks and Now, the one I go to, and I go to yours as well, but the one that I go to more often has a young lady that wears her mask, but she only wears it over her chin.
Well, see,
that drives me nuts.
Now, would you think that that woman gave it to you?
It probably.
Yeah.
And I have mentioned that to the management. And, oh, yeah, we'll talk to her. But every time I see her, she's got it pulled down.
Interesting times. Yeah. First hour is already done. We're going to break Progressive Life today at 12:15, Offbeat News and Trivia at 4, and Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon at 6 tonight. Stay tuned.
Just to say it, Leshechny.
Let's say it. The Leshechny family.
Okay, Leshechny. All right.
So nobody knows if it's poinsettia or poinsettia?
No, 7403-8944. Is it poinsettia?